This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
A mystery to be conspiracies, curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur, defy explanation if you're wanting more. All my sightings, government denies, J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie, we see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the lethal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies are all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Welcome back to the shack. Guys are here again.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. And we're back in the shack again. Peel back the onion of truth. And reveal the layers of righteousness. I don't know. Yeah, welcome back to the shack. We've lasted another week. We're still here.
Shack's
still standing.
I'm getting ready to check out, but that's fine.
You may have already. Who knows? But shack is up and running and fully operating. We just got in the studio here and had to kick those other two dorks out and get a real show up and running in this studio where, you know, we reveal facts and truths.
I'm going to get your facts and truth on a couple things.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So I don't know exactly what we're going to be discussing today, but...
Well, there's several things.
Oh, boy. So, but you kind of gave me a small hint at the beginning, and so I don't know what is going to happen, but I'll just give you my honest opinion, I guess. My thoughts. So, all right, Daniel, I guess, why are we in the shack today? What's the subject at hand?
I want to make this very, very clear.
Uh-oh.
What I'm about to read and talk about with Wilbur here has absolutely nothing to do with the Jewish people.
But if you make that association, that connection... Maybe.
This is all about the Israeli government.
Yeah. So we're not connecting the two, but if you are in the ads and making us seem like we're connecting the two, That's a you problem.
We have plenty of Jewish listeners.
And friends.
And family. And it's nothing to do with them, and people are making it about them. It is about the Israeli government.
Big difference.
Which is a huge difference. So I just want to make that very clear up front. So, Miss Rachel is the children's educator and YouTube star, Miss Rachel.
Let me look her up, Miss Rachel. I don't know her that well.
So she has, in the last couple months, come under hot water for saying children shouldn't die and children should have a childhood no matter their race, ethnicity, or where they live.
Okay.
So she's a bad person.
For saying that?
Yeah. That's her. So, a couple things, and I'm not an expert in this at all, but don't read about the controversy because I want to tell you the things as it comes along.
Okay.
I want your reaction.
I was just looking up Miss Rachel, yeah. but I just seen like the second thing that pops up is controversy. Oh my gosh. I don't know her though.
I like her. I can't say her voice.
Okay.
But I think she's a very real person.
Okay, so you think it's good programming?
I think because she got YouTube famous from her own. She did it all on her own.
Yeah.
She was, did videos. She was a child speech therapist / educator for I think pre-K or kindergarten. I can't remember now.
I know people that in desperate need of that.
A lot of people. It's funny. The outcry of Miss Rachel fans is extreme.
Hmm.
So I think it was, as of recording this, it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
She wasn't the second. I'll make sure. I believe she got second place on the anti-Semite of the year.
Which, who makes that list and who determines who's on it? And do we have a definition of what a Semite is yet?
No.
Because I thought they were descendants of the, sons of Sam, right?
Is that it?
Is that it? I don't know. I don't know. But I know.
If you type in anti-Semite of the year, it's just all Miss Rachel stuff.
Which
she's not number one.
I just don't understand.
I'm trying to find. I can't even find the group.
I don't even understand why that's even a list and why it's even a. I don't know. That's an odd thing to me. But aren't some Muslims in Middle Eastern, Arabic speaking people,
yeah,
Semites?
It would be Semites, correct.
Aren't Palestinians Semites?
Where's the Semite list?
Am I wrong there? I don't know. Or maybe some of them. I really don't know. Because I don't know that word. I don't know exactly what that word means. And it's always kind of bothered me hiding behind being anti that.
Here we go. Okay.
What are you finding?
So the top three candidates are Tucker Carlson.
Okay.
Miss Rachel and Guy Christensen.
I don't know who that is.
There's also Mariah Cross, Bryce Mitchell. I can't read that lady's name. Chank Yuger? Is that, yeah?
Yeah, I don't.
Anna Kipiasen.
Kasparian, yeah, they're both from.
Stu Peters, sorry.
Well, those two
Sella
people.
Sella Walsh.
I don't know why those people are on there because they're, they peddle a lot of the government talking points. So that's odd that they'd even include them. They must be actually saying things that are true. I don't know, it's weird.
So, Miss Rachel, it's just the crazy. The world we live in. She advocated on her social medias for the safety of all children in the world.
Okay. Not just some?
Not just some. All children in the world.
Huh.
She had a couple kids on from Gaza, specifically one amputee girl.
That's so sad.
And did not say anything about how anything occurred.
Okay.
And then she had some videos about how children are starving.
Mm-hmm.
And how that needs help and attention. And
100%.
No child should be hungry. No child should.
And no government should deny them getting that.
And she need, didn't even
the food
say
need.
That.
Yes.
She didn't point any fingers.
Mm-hmm.
She just was saying that there was So she got number two anti-Semite of the year. And she was accused of being paid by Hamas.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit.
Who is Hamas?
So Hamas would be the, I guess, the group. Now, they label them as a terrorist group that won the electoral vote for the Gaza and Palestinians. So they were, Hamas is the government in power that allegedly attacked Israel on October 7th. And so there's the split. It's like, okay, well, they got this terrorist government in power and they're going to do these extreme, terrible things like they did on October 7th. So now we need to eradicate that behavior because it's dangerous for the world, right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now how does that make sense when, okay, how did Hamas get in power? They got voted in? Oh, wait, well, why was the Israeli government funding Hamas the entire time? That makes you scratch your head. They put them in power there, and not only did they put them in power, they kept them in power because they continued to fund them. They were funding the Hamas government, the Israeli government was. So that means Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, was funding the government that they're supposedly fighting against right now, that they're still bombing hospitals for.
Oh, because they're not bombing hospitals anymore. They're all gone.
They're all gone. They bombed all of them.
What was there? I think, now I may be wrong.
No, you're right.
I believe there were 36 hospitals.
Oh. It's something like that.
I think they bombed 36 in a year.
Which then once you get over, like, I don't know, the number's almost irrelevant now that they're all gone.
There's so, very few people left.
And schools. They bombed the schools too.
The terrorists were hiding underneath them.
That's what they said.
They said they were using, yeah,
they had secret tunnels. They had secret tunnels and they were using the women and children as human shields. And those are just casualties of war. Unfortunately, that's what the Israeli government said. These are unfortunate casualties of war. These terrible terrorists are hiding behind these human shields. And sometimes you need to make sacrifices to get these terrible people that they were funding and keeping there in power the whole time. So it's almost like it's
the same thing the U.S. does.
Yes, 100%. When we spread democracy, like, for example, right now, we were trying to overthrow, well, we were trying to get rid of the Syrian president. What's his name? I can picture his face, but it's blanking right now.
I was thinking of any country in South America.
Well, there's that too. And we'll get to that because that's happening right now as well.
Just name one.
But in Venezuela, Guatemala.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Name any South American country.
Right. And we need those minerals and resource. We need those minerals.
Okay.
That's what Lindsey Graham said. We got to get in there and get them minerals. We need, well, there's so much minerals that are, that we can use. He's an idiot. They all are. They're all actors. They're all paid actors and they're all doing stuff behind closed doors that are, with each other or with, unfortunately to say, with trafficked children, boys and men. Doing things together. That's our politicians.
Hands. Touching hands.
Yeah. Heads. Touching heads. Reaching out. Trying to touch you. Give me your tax money. Bum, bum, bum. So I can... Never mind. I better stop. Oh, gosh. That would get dark very fast. Syria. Assad. That was his name. Assad. Remember? Do you remember when? When Biden was president, when Trump was president the first time, and then when Obama was president, that Assad. They were using chemical weapons on their own. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They were using chemical weapons on their own people because we need to get in there and stop that president because he's such a bad guy. When he's any war efforts, Syria was defending itself. He was defending himself in the country. We weren't actually overthrowing him when we didn't. Most of the country liked him as president. We tried overthrowing him for about like 6 years, maybe more, probably more, but like hard. And then finally, I think it was just this year in January, I think, so almost a year now, in the middle of the night, finally, that Assad, I still don't know what happened. I never really followed up because it wasn't, because this was on the news. We sent CNN reporters over there to show where the chemical weapons were allegedly dropped. You could see the craters where the missiles, even though the bombs they were dropped from were still intact, they were just like beat up. So to me, it was a prop. But then the lady, the CNN reporter, took a rag that she said had the chemical on it, sniffed it, and her reaction was, there's definitely something there. Definitely sniffing something there.
Deadly neuroagent.
So, this neurotoxin that's supposedly killed all these people. Yeah, she's sitting there sniffing it live on camera just to show, prove to you that this is real, people. This is real. We need to do something about it. We got to spread democracy to Syria. So we did. Now that we did, Assad's out now. And who did we put in place? Well, it's a guy that's changed his name a few times, which is odd enough. Just like J.D. Vance, our vice president. Yeah, that's not his real name.
None of them have their real names.
He's changed his name like three times in his life. Weird. It's just odd. First and last. But that's whatever. But
he had a cool Christmas or Halloween costume.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you see all the memes about him?
Where he's like fat?
Yeah, like really shiny.
But I didn't know what it meant.
It was just like, everybody kept saying he had like a childlike face.
Because he's a robot.
Well, they kept making it more and more childlike. So by the end of it, it was just like, like that. Like it was.
I thought it was from like a TV show.
No, it just was like scary.
Okay.
So he went as that as Christmas.
Oh, that's
or not see, Christmas, Halloween.
See, that's funny, but that's how you do it. That's how you embrace it. You lean into it.
So it's.
But
it's. I found the website just for, so you know who runs a. Top 10 anti-Semites okay. of the
well,
year.
Well, before you get to it, I want to finish the Assad Syria thing. So Assad we threw out. Now we put a new guy in power. The guy that we put in power, and I say we because I think our U.S. government and I think our U.S. military are the ones that facilitated this to get this guy in power, just like we did the leader of Ukraine. Our CIA facilitated him to put him in power. He's just an actor. He's not even a politician. He's just an actor. And we're putting actors in positions of power around the world. So equate that equation, put that puzzle together. Why? But the guy we put in power in Syria, he's there right now. I think Giovanni might be his new name. Something like that. I'm blanking. But he was one of the heads of not ISIS, but one of those like the Taliban. He was one of the head guys. You know, remember in 9/11 when 2001 when they allegedly flew planes into the building when they allegedly did the Taliban. Remember that? He was one of the leaders. He was one of the guys cutting people's heads off at that time. And that's the guy we decided to put in power. It's like, he's a real, I think Trump called him, he's a real strong character. He's a real strong leader. Rough past, but he's gotten better. Are you kidding me? Like, that's better for that country. So are
that's
we
a rough past.
Are we really spreading democracy when we put people like that in power? Like, it's just a big show. We've never spread democracy. It's just using our taxpayers' money to screw over a country full of other people that are a different color than our leaders. And for some reason, for them, it's okay because they have the minerals that we need and we want, and we have the military to force ourselves upon them. So that's what's happening. We're going to other countries and raping them, not spreading democracy. It's happening right now. It's
same thing.
As?
Rape and democracy.
The way we do it, yes. It is. It is.
It's everybody has freedom if there's no people left.
Mm-hmm. And we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. So when they say, they're going to take our democracy from us, it's all a lie. It never was a democracy. It's just an emotional statement to say to work you up. And it works. It works.
StopAntisemitism.org.
Is that by the ADL or something?
So I'm just on their website. That's who runs it. They removed Miss Rachel from the top three. Ooh. They knocked her down to like five.
Oh.
She was the second place.
She was getting too much heat.
They actually got a lot of pushback from it.
That's what I meant. She hurt. Because they were getting too much heat for having her on there.
What?
Yeah.
Because the rest of them are like politicians and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that makes sense, but like political figures. Miss Rachel just said that She doesn't want kids to die.
Die, which no one, that should be a normal thing to say.
That should be.
It should be fine.
That should be what is said.
And that should be the thing. No matter, even if, let's say we're at war with, let's just say Canada, just because it's the nearest country. Sure. We're at a full-on, full-scale war. Should we just go there and just bomb every hospital? Or first, should we tell all the women and children to go over to this hospital because it's safe in a certain area, and then go ahead and bomb it and just say, oh, well, Canadian leaders are under there. We had to do it. And then when they're forced to, like, refugee camps, and that's the only place they have left to go, this place they, because everything else is destroyed and bombed and turned to rubble. And then when the world tries to send in aid, like food and water, they're denied. They block it. They block it from entering the area, so they can't get access to it.
We could do that to Canada.
We could. But there's other countries that are, other governments, Israeli governments are doing that right now to the people of Gaza, right now as we speak. So, and now all these, you know, commercials come up on TV, or every single ad on YouTube that pops up, you know, Israel's our greatest ally. We got to defend them. No, they're murdering women and children and ethnically cleansing them.
Once again.
The government.
The government.
The government is doing this.
That is where it is nothing with the people.
And my tax dollars don't go to the people there. It goes to their government.
100%.
And I don't want to fund their government anymore.
Same thing here in the U.S. The U.S. government and the U.S. citizens are completely separate entities.
Right. I don't want to fund my U.S. government anymore because the stuff they're doing, just like, and where they're spending our money. They are spending our money, your money, everyone listening to this. That's our money that we work for every day, that we work hard for. That's ours. And they get a free will to spend it however they want to. And guess who doesn't have a say? Us, the people whose money it is in the beginning. But it's not even our money because the Federal Reserve owns it. And who owns the Federal Reserve?
Isn't it a private company?
It is a private company. It's not U.S. citizens.
Sweden.
I don't think so.
Is it the Swiss?
And maybe that's where their headquarters are. But who runs it?
The Israeli government.
It could be. I'm sure there's ties. Follow the money. Look at where the money goes.
He looks so sick.
Huh?
He looks so sick.
Jesse Ventura? Well, when you're telling the truth, it takes a lot of the life energy out of you when you're fighting so hard to spread the truth.
I can't remember. Somebody did an interview with him talking about, like, because they, you know, they paid him to come in, and they paid for all of his stuff.
Huh?
Like, man, he had some strange requests.
Well, I need 40 gallons of potable water.
Yeah.
And I need.
You want to hear the top three finalists? They changed the voting.
That guy Christensen, the one you mentioned, he's mm-hmm. from Ohio State University. Mm. I remember vaguely
he's
hearing
not
about
in the
that.
Top three.
He's out. His name's not big enough no more.
Well, it was Miss Rachel. And they were supposed to have the voting done by December 12th, and now they moved it to December 19th.
Ooh, okay. Just kick the can down the road, and
well, they had to read. They had to.
You got to see who the buzz people are. You got to knock down off the.
So Tucker Carlson,
gosh,
in the lead right now. Bryce Mitchell and Stu Peters.
I don't know who those last two are. Let me look up Bryce
Mitchell.
All right, he is an American. Martial artist? He's an MMA fighter. Who cares?
He looks like an MMA fighter.
I mean, who cares what? I mean,
he must have said.
He must have said something. Babies. Maybe he spoke. That was his problem.
And then Stu Peters.
Okay, let's look up who has. Let's see here. Stu Peters. I have no idea who that is.
And they have this, like, it's a courageous award.
He's American Internet Personality is what it says.
So, yeah, he said something. But they use really good pictures for all the people.
Yeah.
Not really. They use the
terrible photos.
Yeah.
Like that time.
But Candace Owens won it last year.
Okay. For what?
And then Rashida
Tlaib.
Tlaib won it the year before.
Wonder how that. Well, she is.
Kanye West won it the year before.
I think Rashida Tlaib might be Palestinian.
And she used, or they used him crying.
Crying, yeah.
And then before that was, I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name.
Oh gosh, I don't know how to say that either. I don't. I yeah. Hmm.
Honra Baha Mittal.
I don't know.
Mittal is, I think, how they say the last name. But and then 2020s. Oh gosh, Nardine Kiswana.
Nardine Kiswana. Kiswani. I don't know who that is.
And then. Ina Oma?
Hmm.
Ina Oma?
You know,
that's the only one that
No, that's Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar. She's
That's the only one they used a decent photo of.
Probably because, well, I don't know. She I think she's just a bad act. She's an actress, is what she is.
Disclaimer: the views expressed herein are opinion based on the review of public available information. To the extent one may believe that are any matters present as fact that require correction, email us at blah 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 blah, which link the material you're reporting for specific information as why you believe the materials in this are factually incorrect. General disagreement with these opinions are not subject to review or correction.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
It's all nonsense. So that whole list is just propaganda. It's all it is. It's propaganda. It's just putting the thought in your head that these are bad people. Do not listen to them. Do not listen to their thoughts and their feelings and their messages because it doesn't align with Israeli government. That's all that is.
I think it's fine. Nobody cared about this when it was all just politicians and internet celebrities and all that.
Right, yeah.
But then they did Miss Rachel. Everybody stopped for a second.
Wait a minute. Well, when this all...
I've seen tons and tons and tons of controversy for Miss Rachel's benefit.
Yeah.
As being like...
Like, are you kidding? Like, one step too far. Yeah, of all people. It just almost highlights that how ridiculous... You know, where does this rabbit hole end? When do you stop hiding behind that moniker of, well, it's anti-Semite? Like, that's just like, it's like throwing a, I don't know, it's just a coverall term to just to throw, make someone seem like negative, like make someone seem like they're a bad person, which, how does that even equate? It doesn't add up. So are we going to take notice of that as the public, like as collectively, seeing when that term is just thrown around willy-nilly at anyone that they just don't want to hear opinions from? They don't want that opinion coming out. Luckily, we live in a country with free speech. Still, however, those speech, which we talked about on the show, there's speech laws trying to force their way through Congress right now, and they all happen to be anti-Semitic speech laws, like put into law. You cannot speak certain things. Now, we already have that, but it's very, very, very limited, which is, but the ones we do have, I think, are necessary, like fire in a crowded place. You know, you don't want to incite a panic and have people trampled to death, because that's what happened before. So that makes sense. You can't say, quote unquote, you want to shoot or assassinate somebody like a high public figure. You can't say that. It's not, you're not allowed to say it. YS Kids You Know did a great skit highlighting that. Very funny. You can't say.
That don't even try it.
Mm.
All right. Next one's from the National Deer Association.
Huh?
The next subject.
Oh, okay. Changing gears, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of doing an in the news episode with you.
Oh, this is okay.
Scientists releasing captive bred deer to fight CWD in the wild population.
Okay. Oh, are you gonna?
I thought you were saying something.
Oh, no, I just remembered what this is.
Recently, scientists have been exploring the idea to fight chronic wasting disease in wild deer by releasing captive bred genetically modified CWD resistant deer. Some of the deer farming industry endorses this idea, and legislation in Oklahoma even authorized a program to begin breeding and releasing these deer. Most scientists, however, are urging everyone to pump the brakes a bit.
Yeah. So they're breeding GMO deer?
Mm-hmm.
For what purpose?
So CWD, chronic wasting disease.
Yeah.
It's a horribly destructive disease,
mm-hmm.
And they're really scared of it hopping the people.
So I'm sick of this disease, germ, it's a virus prion, warfare.
So it's a prion disease.
Yeah.
And the thing with prions is they don't ever leave.
Yeah.
So like 60, 70, 80 years in the future, if a deer was infected and drools that on the soil, it'll still be there.
Mm.
It's more like a crystalline structure. It's very hard to explain. So you ever seen a deer with it? I've ever showed you pictures or videos of deer with it.
Probably.
Man, they are scary.
Yeah. It, like it not feels, deer.
It feels like that, or skinwalkers. I've seen a couple of them, been around them. They feel like, because their movements and everything like that, they feel like they're evil entities. But it's just because their brains rotted and they're losing motor control and function in their bone, like they're starving to death.
I mean, it could be an evil entity, though. Like, once the prions take hold, maybe the entities have ability to get in that body or that vessel.
On July 15th, the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership invited two CWD experts to give a live webinar on the topic of titled Breeding to Battle CWD. Can Wildlife Evolve Their Way Out of the Disease? To help shed more light on the important topic, we're going to summarize some of this.
Prions, I mean, how do you, I mean, prions is something you get. You don't, like, pass it on, right?
What do you mean?
So, like, prion disease, like,
offspring to young kind of deal? So yeah. it's spread through liquids on the body.
Okay.
So the thing is, yes, deer nuzzle, deer drool, deer feed and drink out of the same water. So, yes. So the problem is whole deer populations, and it spreads very quickly.
Gotcha. Well, shouldn't we just hunt more?
That is a very important tool for controlling and helping deer populations and disease control. For a disease like CWD, no, that will not be the end all be all. They've tried that in Ohio with a kill every deer campaign. And it never works because CWD, like I said, can stay in the soil for 80 years or longer. So the deer are just going to move back into the area and get re-sick again.
Yeah.
So that's a kick in the can down the road kind of fix.
Well, what's the solution?
Because they've done that a bunch. I believe in one, I think it was either kill deer or kill buck, where they killed like 200 something deer in this tiny area, kill them all. And then there was no deer for a couple of years. And then when they got back, they were sick again.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I'm just saying the killing them all strategy is not effective on this kind of disease.
Kill them all and then replace like the top.
If you got rid of every deer on the planet,
yeah,
then it would work.
Well, you kill them all. And then in that area, cover the entire ground with about 5 feet of dirt, like the entire.
So the first part of this is from Dr. Dibble.
Flint?
It's Dr. F. Dibble.
No.
Dr. F. Dibble.
What? I can't see it.
No, it's Dr. Debbie McKenzie.
Oh. Not even close.
You didn't say it was close. I just was messing with you.
I was looking for Dibble.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
The seed guy?
Yeah, when you seeds, you had prions in the seeds. Look, I seen them, Grant.
So she was the first speaker. She's a professor from the University of Alberta's Center of Prions and Protein Folding Diseases. Her research focus in the past 35 years has been on prion diseases, specifically CWD. She says resistance needs more evidence. The entire discussion originates with one study that suggests certain genetic strains of deer, known as 96SS genotype, could be resistant to CWD. The study is a static model, though, that suggests 96SS deer test positive for CWD less often than other deer species. So the study did not challenge or did not challenge live deer with CWD infestations.
Right.
Both speakers suggested they'd welcome to use more geochromical estimate breeding values, which is shortened to GEBV. If it can slow the spread of CWD among captive bred herds, but they say real world effectiveness is lacking so far. These two are very much against it.
Okay.
They're saying it maybe in captive bred herds you could do this, but the studies that are coming out saying that this genotype of deer
is resistant. There's no evidence actually.
It's very, very poor evidence.
Yeah. There's just some inklings that it could be true.
It's more correlation without causation.
Yeah.
Dr. McKenzie said, resistant deer still get CWD, but seem to live longer.
So it's not really stopping it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, studies of actual deer, according to Dr. McKenzie, show that 6'9 SS deer are not resistant in the same, basically what you think of resistance.
Yeah.
But experience a longer incubation period before dying.
Hmm.
So 96SS and other or polymorphisms are linked to the slower disease progression, but they are not resistant genes. If those animals are exposed, they will get CWD. It's going to take longer for them to get infected and die, but they will die.
Hmm. Hmm. So what do we do? Where did this chronic wasting disease come from? It's interesting to think about.
Let's see.
It's like, what is it? Deer are a huge source of protein and calories and energy. For just the state of Ohio and Midwest in general, there's a lot of deer. I mean, I count. You got to look out when you're driving home from work because you're going to hit one if you don't pay.
I guarantee. I'm reading where CWD came from.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee it's the same thing with mad cow.
Meaning?
Where they are grinding up.
Oh.
Cows to feed the cows.
And yeah.
Then you get diseases because you shouldn't eat your own.
Mm-hmm.
So chronic wasting disease first appeared in captive mule deer populations in Colorado in 1967.
Okay.
But its ultimate origins are unknown, though it is theorized it might have jumped from scrapies in sheep or even emerged spontaneously. It spread to wild animals in the early 1980s, causing neurological damage in all deer species, including elk and moose. It's a prion disease very similar to mad cow and spreads through bodily fluids in contaminated environments.
I just get, ever since the whole COVID thing happened, and they tried selling us on the fact that it was, they were very adamant at first, and if you talked about anything other reason that it wasn't, that you said it wasn't a bat in a wet market jumping from a bat disease to
somebody
a human.
Somebody kissed a pangolin?
Yeah, something like that.
John Stewart, I think. Said
yes.
That.
What an asshole. Well, he's just a bad actor. He had to...
I thought he was... What?
John Stewart.
Maybe it wasn't John... Which
no,
one?
You're right. It was him. He said
right,
that.
He was making fun of...
He was making fun of it, but at the same time, he would be... I don't know. For him doing that, he had to go through some humiliation rituals after to get back in the club. Like, they made him go down to Disney and hang a... He had to do a ceremony where he had to hang this Medal of Honor on a Nazi, like an actual Nazi from Ukraine. And he didn't even know. He's an idiot.
I remember that.
But he had to do it down at Disney. They made him do it.
Am I thinking of the right guy?
You are, John Stewart. You are. It's a pangolin. Yeah, it's the guy from The Daily Show. He's just a paid actor that is paid to do, is paid to say what he says. And when he doesn't, if he steps out of lines, they shun him. And then he's such a little baby. He has to be part of the club. He'll do whatever they say. So he's just an actor. A little servant boy. That's all he is. He has no free will. But I know the listeners of this show, we all have free will. We're all going to do what we want when we want, because that's what life's about. Doing what you want when you want and have the freedom to do it. Because when that freedom stops, where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line to where it stops, where you can actually do the things you want to do anymore? You know, this is what drives people insane. You put us all in a cage, we're gonna break free. Unless they have us on medicines that thwart our will and they keep us in houses that we don't even own, on land we'll never own. On land you can never farm because they poison it all. And deer you can never eat because they're shoving diseases into them and then spreading them around. Yeah, like a wet market bat's going to spread a COVID disease and jump to humans and then infect the entire world. No, they were lying. They were lying, and all from the very top, the lies were coming down, and we all just repeated them and accepted them as truth without questioning them. Well, I'm done. I'm done doing it. I'm going to question everything. I think every sickness is coming from some crap that they're making. Not every sickness, but, you know, like these major ones. Like these major ones that just popped up in the last 100 years. That's weird. They're just popping up. I thought we were getting healthier as a nation. I thought Big Pharma was saving us with all their medicines and making the world sterile and clean and not full of these diseases. Yet more and more keep popping up. And more medicine keeps coming on commercials that I can't pronounce anymore that they keep trying to sell us.
Good talk, babe.
Whatever happened to mesothelioma? You just get it and you deal with it. Now you got law offices of James A. Sokolov and J.G. Wentworth taking your money, huh?
J.G. Wentworth.
Yeah, I call 877 cash now.
Call J.G. Yeah. Wentworth.
It's just television commercials.
877 cash now.
that was on TV when I still watched TV.
I have a structured settlement
and I need cash now.
Call JG Wentworth. 877 cash now. I wish they.
I have an annuity. Sorry.
Gosh.
It's great commercials. You know, I haven't watched TV in about 4 years. Like, you know, like maybe more, maybe 5 or 6 now. Gosh, it's 2025. Yeah, probably 6 years where it was like a regular thing. Turn on the TV. You know, it was part of a routine. Turn off your televisions, people. That's the thing. We got to turn them off. They're programming us. They're making you think and do things you don't really want to think or do. Throw it away.
Age of Extinction is my next article for you.
All right. Age of Extinction. Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Well, we're in the age of extinction. Specifically, though, there's a new study came out that estimates 53,000 female elephant seals died on the South Georgia Islands.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And they think it's mostly due to bird flu.
Bird flu?
Mm-hmm. Which we talked about that when we did our bird flu episode of they started getting it in sea lions.
Mm. I remember they tested positive, yeah. But I didn't know if that would actually affect them, though.
Well, bird flu, they say, has wiped out half of South Georgia's island breeding population of elephant seals. This is a serious impact for the future of the species that was just now on the recurve. The remote island of the South Atlantic Ocean is home to the world's largest southern elephant seal population. Researchers estimate that 53,000 females have died after bird flu hit in 2023. The population has now plummeted to just barely below 47% of the previous numbers.
Mm. Oh, wait, that's weird. I was checking Dr. Scouchy's travel schedule, and he went to that...
Scouchy?
Huh?
Dr. Scouchy?
Dr. Fauci's schedule. Mm. His travel schedule. And he was there 2 months before they discovered them all.
Jeez. So in 2024.
I made that up, by the way.
There's a tourist on cruise ship said that the explorer Ernest Skellington's grave, which is like a famous visiting site on the island.
Okay.
Was inaccessible.
Because of?
Due to the giant pile of dead seals blocking the way.
Jeez.
Thousands of seals in a pile blocking the path.
Hmm. Yeah, that's terrible. I wonder what actually caused it.
And they say that these numbers, they feel, are underestimated because many of the dead animals are probably never seen, having returned to sea, or probably dying in the ocean when they were sick trying to cool down.
Hmm. I wonder if, where is this island again?
South Pacific.
Hmm. Hmm. Wonder if it has to do anything with that, you know, the military testing those sound weapons underwater that was beaching the whales, and wonder if they're just doing other experiments, and then, 50,000 seals just died. Whoops. Better blame it on something that wasn't us. Definitely, totally wasn't us, guys. Bird flu. Bird flu did it.
So they think why this island is having such a higher number of mortality rate than normally seen in seals is due to what the island is for.
Is it like their breeding area?
It's the females, because it's mostly females dying. It's where they become physically stressed from trying to feed pups.
Mm.
And there's a higher number of abandonment pups in the last 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, because their brains are being all scrambled by sonic weapons underwater.
Well, people think that they could be sick and they're stressed from birth. So they're either trying to cool or they can't catch food.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't take care of their pups.
But for it to all happen at once, to all, you know, 50,000 of them.
Well, it's just where one of the main scientists is saying that they're probably dying in the ocean and stuff too.
Yeah, for sure.
You just don't see it. This is just the place they gather.
Correct, yeah.
So this is why we're seeing it here in such a big number.
Hmm. That's just a shame. No, I'm sure the government has some sort of military. I'm sure the military has some
foot. So this island represents 54% of the global breeding population of elephant seals.
Wow. Yeah, 50,000, that's a lot. That's a lot of animals. A lot of dead ones. The age of extinction, though, I mean, I don't know. We know, we roughly theorize that.
Every one of those seals is dead.
That's wild. That's an overhead shot of the beach there.
Hundreds of dead seals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know throughout the past, or we've been told that, you know, we've had extinction level, you know, events from super volcanoes to massive plasma storms of the flood. I mean, the flood, I would consider that an extinction level event. But then even Hollywood will, you know, use their, I haven't used this term in a while, but their soft disclosure. What's that movie? Where Morgan Freeman is the president and there's an asteroid coming to hit Earth.
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. Is that it? When he's talked about Ellie, you know, there's an Ellie. And she thought it was like he was having an affair with some lady named Ellie. But Ellie was E-L-E. It stood for Extinction Level Event. Mm-hmm. And it was coming. It was on the way. And in that movie, the government hid it from us. They hid it and they hid it and they hid it until it was like the day before. And when there was like no time to actually do anything about it, then they let the public know. Just terrible. It's just terrible all around. Oh, boy. I don't really know about the seals and all that, what can be done, what could be done, or what happened, but I theorize it was something nefarious, and I'm sure everyday normal people like you and me are going to get blamed for it too, like the spread of bird flu, because you didn't wear a mask when you went to go grocery shopping, and now your grandma's dead. That's your fault. You did that. Not to mention the virus or the pathogen that was created in a lab and then injected into the public and watched it spread and then did nothing about it. No, it definitely wasn't that. It was you. It was you with your gas-powered car and your cows that fart. You're the problem. You need taxed. That'll fix it. Give me your money and I'll forgive you. And you're a good person again. All is right in the world. We won't expose you. We won't let the rest of the world know about it. Just give us your money and all is well. Trust me, I'm the government.
I'm going through my news list.
Oh, yeah. What's
just old people freaking out about 6-7.
Please don't. I don't even want to talk about that. Let's not bring that up. I told people at work, especially any younger like generation or any younger kid, so if you say that in here again, you're gone. You're out of here. You're going to get locked. You're going to get banned from this place forever. And so far, I think it's working. Don't stand for it anymore, people. That is a demonic, satanic, ritualistic ruse being pulled over all of us. Don't engage in it. Don't encourage it. And ground your children if they start saying it. No more those stupid numbers. It means nothing. Or I'm sure it means something. I just don't know what it is yet. But either way, I don't like it and it's annoying. I've had enough. I don't want to live in that world.
You're just too old.
Maybe. I'm old enough to know better. That's for sure. Let's put it that way. I'm old enough to see the signs. Pattern recognition. We need it more. We need it more. Because the patterns are getting too close. I don't know. They just throw too many at you at once. And you know, it's hard to see the forest through the trees. You got another article, though?
Do you want me to do another one?
I think we can get one more.
All right. Let me find something.
I'm trying to think what's in the news. You know, I've been... So, actually, here's one. The government just... Which, actually, this one I agree with. But we'll see how long it lasts. Because I think they're backpedaling. And a lot of the stuff they promised and said they were going to do, which... Obviously, they've already been backpedaling all that with, war and whatnot. But the hepatitis B shot.
What about it?
They've removed it from the necessary shots to give your children. You know your newborn.
The sexually transmitted disease.
Shot, yeah. You know that, you know, your newborn children, the only way you can get it is through dirty needles or sexual contact, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. They're not banning it, but they are removing it from the necessary ones that you need. Necessary. They're not. None of them are necessary. None of them. I'm saying it. I don't care. I don't think any of them are necessary. I don't think human beings are born onto this earth, and the only way we can live and thrive in this world is having vaccines shot up into our bodies as newborn children. That shouldn't be the only way to survive in this world. It's messed up. It's not right. You shouldn't be shoving stuff into kids' bodies without them even knowing what's going on. That'll be there the rest of their lives. It's not right, and it's not necessary, and we've all been programmed to think it's normal. It's not normal. It's not. I don't care. But that bee shot. So I've seen people are already upset that they're like, no, it's a conspiracy theory of this danger about it. You know, a Hep B is sticks around on surfaces. It makes your kids sick, and you know you don't want that.
I got stuff like 1 hour ago.
Gosh, huh?
I got stuff on this from 1 hour ago.
The Hep B? What's it saying?
Let me read a little bit. You keep talking.
Okay. But I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing because you look at your parents. I don't know how old you are listening, but your parents or maybe your grandparents, you know what? Just ask them if they know how many shots they got as a child, a newborn child, before they were one.
Another thing is that the combination shots.
So, yeah. So, they'll sit there and tell you that all these shots have been regularly tested and they're proven safe.
I'm saying with the number where they don't even tell you the number. Not the mixing of them. Like,
oh, gotcha. The amount.
They're like, well, it's only 3 shots in 3 months.
Right, yeah.
No, there's technically 8 shots in that one. Mm-hmm. There's a cocktail.
So, they'll mix them together. There's zero testing on those. There's zero testing on mixing them together and then shoving them in your body and seeing what they do when they react to each other. Zero. Go look it up. Try to find it. It's not there. It doesn't exist. And they admitted it doesn't exist. Even RFK Jr. said it on, what do you call it? Not on trial, but under oath. He said it under oath. He admitted, he told that these numbers, that there is no testing numbers for this. What? Where's the controversy?
So I'm on the CDC's website for the hepatitis B vaccine, just so you know.
Okay.
You're wrong and stupid.
Oh, me? Okay, what's CDC say?
What you need to know, first off.
The all-wise, all-knowing CDC. We all must bow down and listen.
The best way to prevent Hep B is by getting vaccinated.
That's the best way?
That's the first thing on the whole page. Infants, children, and adults can get vaccinated for Hep B. Hep B vaccines are safe and effective. Talk to your doctor about getting your vaccine today.
That's
it. Recommendations at a glance. The CDC recommends hepatitis B vaccines for all infants, all children and adolescents younger than 19 who have not been vaccinated, adults 19 to 59, adults 60 and older.
See, people, you're just not safe in the world unless you're vaccinated.
I did not make any of that up.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are at all.
And then once again, why the vaccine is important. Getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent hepatitis B. Hepatitis B vaccine dosage. Hepatitis B vaccine is a series of 2 or 3 shots, depending on the vaccine brand and volume.
So let's just go on this little journey real quick. Just really fast.
I mean, Hep B vaccine is safe for pregnant women.
Oh my gosh. Let's just imagine.
You can always, and there's, boosters are not necessary, but encourage.
Of course they are. Because, you know, all those booster shots really helped from COVID, too, right? Well, are you on your 8th or 9th one now? I don't know.
Man, they were really mad when all of the unvaccinated didn't die.
I'm still here. I've never got COVID. I never got it. How? How's that even possible?
I do think I have bird flu now.
You got something. I don't know. But
if anybody's going to get bird flu or fisherman's disease,
should be you.
It's going to be me.
Yeah.
It's going to be me.
But let's go on this little journey.
I was going to read from the PBS.
Well, let's just see this out. See this through really quick. So the CDC said all that stuff about the Hep B, you know, being safe and effective and good for you and recommended for children. Let's just imagine. Just really quick, that they're lying. That's not true.
Don't even say that.
I mean, let's just imagine. I'm not saying it is. I'm just pretending. Let's just all pretend for a moment. Let's just pretend. What if that's just not entirely true? What if, like, you know, you start using your own critical thinking and your own logic to say, like, well, the only way you can get hepatitis B is through sexual contact or dirty use of needles, you know, drug use or some other use where you can spread it that way. So for my child, but the CDC tells me they need this. They need it. Oh, so the CDC would never lie to me. They couldn't. They're not allowed to. They're not allowed because my tax dollars funds them. Like, How could I fund something that would lie to me? Impossible. Well, let's just imagine they are. Well, if that's a lie, Well, what else might be a lie? And why would they be lying? Are they on the take? Do they get funding? Do they get money for every shot that's injected? For every drug that's sold?
That's illegal.
Oh, do they? Or do they get money from these pharmacy companies that tell them that they better approve this and say this stuff because we'll pay you. Here's some good money. Or how about we just slide this across the table to you, and this being a big stack of cash, to come out and say, like, this stuff's safe and effective. Here's the numbers. We'll provide you the numbers. You don't worry about here's the numbers. We'll provide it. And just say it's safe and effective. And then they do. And then we look at what they said and just trust. We trust that these authority institutions are telling us the truth. But imagine they're not. Imagine they're lying. How far does that snowball, or how big does that snowball get when you start rolling that one down the hill and start looking at all the other things that they recommend or saying, like the stupid bat thing, like wet market, or how the shot's going to stop and prevent this sickness, and it never did, and they never did any testing for it either. They never did testing for it, and they constantly were on TV saying that it prevents it. It can't spread to another person if you get injected with it, with their solution. They were lying the whole time. So where do the lies start? When do they stop? In my opinion, that's enough for me to say everything's a lie. I'm not trusting anything they say anymore. Because everything you need to take care of yourself already exists in the world. It already exists. You just got to go out there and actually seek it and find it. And stop relying on everything else. The TV, the social media, the cell phone, your big pharma doctor to telling you what your solutions are to life. You know the solutions. You know what's best for you. We all know what's best for us. And that's what we need to start leaning into. And then getting rid of these people and that are in power that we've never voted for. Like the WHO? The group, not the band.
Yeah.
The WHO, the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization, the CDC. Who are these? Well, I like the WHO some. Actually, I don't. The lead singer seems kind of pompous to me, if you ask, but it's kind of full of himself. But, jeez, but beyond that, yeah, I told you I'm being raw and authentic this episode. I can't remember his name, but I don't care for him. For some reason. If he listens to our show, I'm sorry. But for some reason, I have that thought in my head and I'm sticking to it. But, yeah, I'm done. I'm done listening to these people. I'm done listening to whatever powers of authority say they have over us. I'm done. We're done listening to them. We're going to live the shack life and the shack mentality, and we're going to do what we want, what's best for us, and living off nature and the land. The tales of Daniel and Rupert's lore. Defy explanation if you're wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective brain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective brain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies are all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Thank you.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.